We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Daf Pei Beis. The Mishnah says like this: Hatinoikis Ein Ma'anim Oisai V'Yom Kippurim. That's children who are under Bar Mitzvah, side boys, side girls. We don't make them fast on Yom Kippur. Rashi's Lashon is Ein Chayovim L'Mnoyim Amaychli. You're not mechuyev to keep away food from them. It's Mashma Rashi happens to be if you want to, you could. But ain't chayavim. The Rambam's lashon is that ain't reshoi l'mnoya oichel mehem because it'll be a sakana. So therefore, you definitely shouldn't let them fast. But aval mechanech noisel lefnei shana lefnei shosayim. You're stopping mechanech them of lefnei shana lefnei shosayim. With shvil shirigilim mitzvahs. In order, they should be used to doing mitzvahs. So what is mechanech noisel? So it's Rashi in the Mishnah Taisus. What it means is they stopping mechanech them lefnei shana means 2 years before a mitzvah. Means lefnei shana. It's a year before the year. Lefnei shosayim means a year before the 2 years, which means 3 years before a mitzvah already you start being mechanech them. B'shul shei regilim mitzvah. So what exactly does it mean? We have to learn the Gemara, but that's what the Gemara says. Either we'll touch the way Rashi touched in the Mishnah, 2 years before bar mitzvah or 3 years before bar mitzvah, you start being mechanech these tinoikis. So the Gemara, has a problem with this. What does it mean 2 years or 3 years? Or are loshon is fnei shana fnei shosayim? Which one? So the Gemara hashda fnei shosayim mechanechem lahu fnei shana mabayi. If you're already training them in 3 years before, so obviously 2 years before you're training them in, well, what does it make sense? 2, 3 years before. Which one? 3 or 2? Amrav Chista, like Hasha. That's not true. Haba Chayla, Haba Bari. So Rav Chista is saying like this. By a kid who's a Chayla, which Rashi says doesn't mean it's someone who's actually sick. It means he's a Kachosh V'tashu Koyach. He's not a strong person. He's a weak person. So then that child, you start training him in Lefnei Shana, which again we're saying means 2 years before. But if he's a Bari, if he's a strong child, you start training him in to fast 3 years before. We still don't know what Mechanech Maizah means. Does it mean L'shoyis? Does it mean the whole day? We're going to have to see the Gemara Vaita. Akaponim, that's where Chista answers, Haba Chayla, Haba Bari. One's to my Chayla, one's to my Bari.
That doesn't also mean for sure fasting.
That's what I'm saying. We'll have to wait for the Gemara to explain what it means. What Mechanech Noisah means exactly. Does it mean fasting L'shoyis, which means just a few hours, or it means fasting the whole day? The Gemara will still discuss that. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says like this, Ben Ches u Ben Tes, an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old. Don't want a girl here. An 8-year-old and 9-year-old, you train her in l'shoyis. You train, even says oisay, it means her. You train her in l'shoyis. She starts fasting a few hours, which means she misses a meal by a few hours. That's an 8 and 9-year-old. Ben Yud ben Yud Aleph, when she is 10 and 11, mashlimim midrabanon. Midrabanon, she has to fast the entire day. That's mechanech noisay means. And Ben Yud Beis, mashlimim midraisa. Vitinoikis, ultimately a girl, when she's 12 years old, then Yamashna Midraisa, she has to start fasting Midraisa already. So again, Rahuna Shita is like this. Ben Ches or Ben Tes, which means if it's a Chaylo or Bari. So let's first take a Bari, a strong child. When she's 8 and 9, she fasts, she fasts L'shoyis, you know, part of the day. When she's 10 and 11, she fasts the whole day. When she's 12, Midraisa, huh?
Shouldn't it be 9 and 10?
No, it's only a girl. It's only a girl. Yeah. It's only stupid to miss. We'll see the Gemara, we'll talk about it. Yeah. So a Bari is 8 years old and a 9 years old. The Gemara's going to ask the Mishnah, we'll see. I'm just going to chayla maybe. Let's just say, if you buy a Bari, a healthy girl, 8 and 9, l'shoyis, 10 and 11 the whole day, and then 12, midaraisa. A chayla will start, that's Ben Ches Ben Tes. A chayla will start from Tes. From 9 years old, 9 and 10 years old, she fast the shoyis, and 11 shall fast the whole day. That's by a chayla. They have a bari and a chayla. That's Rav Huna. Rav Nachman doesn't argue. Rav Nachman just talking about a boy, like Rashi explains. Rav Nachman argues, and Rav Nachman argues the same thing, but just by a boy. Ben Tes ben Yud mechan kanoi soy. Either 9 or you start from 10, you start mechan kanoi soy. Let's say a bari, it means 9-year-old and a 10-year-old, he fasts the shoyis. Ben Yud Aleph ben Yud Beis mashlim midr rabbanon. When he's 11 and 12 years old, then he has to finish the fast midr rabbanon. Ben Yud Gimel mashlim midr raisa bitinuk by a boy. When he's 13, he starts fasting the raisa. So that means, according to Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, a bari has 2 years of practice, 2 years of fasting the entire day, 2 years of practice the shoyis, 2 years of practice fasting the entire day, and then they fast the whole day. And by a chayla, it's 2 years of practice of shoyis and 1 full day. That's Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Rav Yechanan says, no, no shaychas. Rav Yechanan Amar, Hashlama the Rabbanon Lekka. No such thing as fasting the whole day, mid Rabbanon. It means, till you have mitzvah, you don't fast the whole day, or till you bas mitzvah. So this, we're talking about a girl here, Ben Yud, Ben Yud Aleph, Mechan Chanoi, Sil Shoy, Ben Yubayz, Mashlim, Mid Raisa. Which means, by a chayla, you start when you're 11 years, let's say a girl, 11 years old, fasting with Shoy's, and then 12 you fast the whole day. Because she's bas mitzvah. And by a bar, you start from your 10. 10 and 11, they fast the Shoy's, and then for 12, they fast the Raisa. That's according to Rav Yechanan. So according to Rav Yechanan, there's no din, a shlama of the whole day, according to Rav Yechanan, by a midrabbanan at least. That's the machlekes here, Amoraim here. We have Rav Nachman, Rav Huna on the same team. There's one talking about a girl, one talking about a boy. And you have Rav Yechanan argues, and the main machlekes is there something that's called a shlama? Is there a shlama, which means do they fast the whole day at all? So now we're going to ask, how do you learn our Mishnah? Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Hatinoikis, Eima Anam Oysa of Yom Kippurim. You don't make them fast on Yom Kippur. Ava Menchanchen Oysan, Lefnei Shana, Lefnei Shtayim. But you start training them in, Lefnei Shana, Lefnei Shtayim. Which Mutaychi means either 2 years before or 3 years before. So Bishlam Rav Huna of Rav Nachman, Lefnei Shana, Lefnei Shtayim means like this. It's going by a chayla. Fear of Nachman Huna, our Mishnah is talking about a chayla. Not like Rav Chisda's Psha. Our Mishnah is only talking about a chayla. And the real way it hides like this. Lefnei Shana, Lidivrayim, 2 years before the fast of the Rabbanon, Lefnei Shtayim, Lidivrei Torah. And 3 years before her Divrei Torah fast, they start fasting. Well, like we said, according to Rav Nachman Huna, by a chayla, it's a three-year training thing. 2 years of shayis and 1 year of a whole day. So lefnei shana v'shtayim means all by a chayla, which means 2 years before the hashlama derabbanan you start fasting a shayis, and 3 years before the deraisa you start doing a shayis. Which all means, let's say by a girl, it means a 9-year-old. So 9 and 10 and 11, she's 9 and 10, she's l'shayis, and 11 the whole day. So lefnei shana means. But 2 years before the Hashlama Derabbanan, which means 9 and 10. And Lefnei Shtayim means also 9, 10, 11, which is before the Hashlama Deraisa. Lefnei Shtayim with Divrei Torah, the girls like the Bach. Lefnei Shtayim with Divrei Torah. So that's how Rav Huna Nachman is Amishta. El Rav Yechanan, Kasha. Why is it Kasha Rav Yechanan? What's Lefnei Shana Lefnei Shtayim? And even if you touch Rav Chista, one's a Chayla, one's a Bari, but here it's 2 or 3 years before. And Rav Yechanan only starts 2 years before, even by a Bari. So what's 2 and 3 years before? Rav Yechanan answers, "My shana oishtayim samoch lepirkon." You know what it means, shana oishtayim? It means samoch lepirkon. It means a year or 2 years before her bas mitzvah. That's what it means. A year or two before her bas mitzvah. That's what it means. A year or two before her bas mitzvah, and it doesn't mean v'chlal. Lefnei Shana has been 2 years, Lefnei Shtayim has been 3 years. Lefnei Shana and Lefnei Shtayim means 1 year before her bas mitzvah and 2 years before her bas mitzvah. And one is talking about a chayla, one is talking about a bari. So fear of Yechanan, it hides not like we said when we wrote the Mishnah the first time. You learn the Mishnah Kepshutai. It means, Mechan Chanoisai 1 year before her bas mitzvah, that's by a chayla, just a shayas. Or 2 years before the bas mitzvah, and that's by a bari, she starts fasting only l'shayis, either 1 year before or 2 years before. That's how Yechanan ties to our Mishnah. Tashima, let's see, notari not a raya to this, Machlekes Rav Yechanan and Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Tashima, Tani Rav Bar Shmuel, Tinoikis, Eima Anam Oysa Vim Kippurim. Tinoikis, you don't make them fast, Ava Machankan Oysa, Shana Ishtayim, Samach Lepirkan. 1 year or 2 years before, their bas mitzvah. Here it doesn't say lefnei shana, just a shana shtayim. So here, it sounds very much like a v'yechon. Shana shtayim, shana v'yechon. Bishlam v'yechon nicho. It means either a year or 2 years before, which means either a chayla or a bari, or a chayla 1 year before bas mitzvah starts fasting l'sha'os. And by a bari 2 years before. Ela Rav Huna Rav Nachman, kasha. They already mechanaka, even by, it's for sure, 3 or 4 years before. Why 1 or 2 years? So if you have Huna Rav Nachman, shver. Amlach Rabbanon. My chinuch na'im k'toni, the chinuch in this braisa is hashlama. So therefore, it's saying this, very geshmak. Either mechanachar hashlama means you fast on a tar day 1 year before, 2 years before your day. 1 year before is talking about chayla. 2 years before is talking about bari. They fast on a tar day. So chinuch means hashlama. Freit the Gemara, mi kari the chinuch hashlama? Do we call hashlama mechanachar yisai? But Tanya, you learned in a braisa. Ezehel chinuch, what's called chinuch? A regular lechem shtei shoyes usually eats breakfast 2 hours into the day. Machilinat shoyes. You know what chinuch l'shoyes means? What's called chinuch? What's called chinuch when it says mechan chenoise? Mechan chenoise means l'shoyes. What does shoyes mean? If you're used to eating breakfast at 10 o'clock, eat 11 o'clock. Machilinat shoyes. V'shoyes machilinat arba. If you usually eat at 10, 11. So how can you say pshah in the braisa? It says shana ishtayim. Means hashlama, chinuch doesn't mean hashlama, chinuch means shoyes, chinuch just means for a few hours, it means the entire day, doesn't mean hashlama, the word hashlama means the entire day, doesn't mean entire day, it means just a few hours. Amarava, ba'ula, trei chinuch yave, the two type of chinuchs, there's a chinuch of hashlama and a chinuch of shoyes. This price is talking about chinuch of hashlama. So Gemara, that's what's going on, Gemara, please, Rav Yechiron, and Rav Huna, and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman both paskin that you have to have hashlama a year before. And before that, you have training, l'shoyis. And according to Rav Yechiron, you don't have any hashlama. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, actually, the Shulchan Aruch himself, paskins, like the man the Yama holds, you have to do hashlama. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But the Ramah says that since we, these days, are quite weak, therefore, these days, we are not, the Ramah says, that we're not noyig to make the boys, the kids, or girls or boys, young boys, fast. The lashon of Shulchan Aruch is katan habari ben tes shanim shleimais ben yud shanim shleimais mechanchanos l'shoyes. He gives an example on that, and then it says ben yud aleph is mesana u'mashlim medivrei soifrim k'dei lechanchan b'mitzvus. Says mamash Shulchan Aruch pass because you fast the whole entire day. Hagav, Zokter Ramah, this is in Tof Reish Tes Zayin. Hagav, yesh oimrim she'ena tzrichim lehashlim d'rabbanon klal. And Zokter Ramah, yesh lismaych alayu b'nar shu kachosh v'ena chosok la'atayinus, for a nar who's not so strong. V'chamokim, yeah. So then it goes by to talks. But that, and that's our minig. Our minig is that we do not make them fast the entire day because our children are not as strong as they used to be. Three fasts before has no makar. According to Rav Chaim Kiyosuke, there's no makar at all for the three fasts before, and therefore, the new minig is that they don't make any kids fast three fasts before. They stop fasting only when they're bar mitzvah. That's the new minig. This is a minig that people used to do, but since there's no makar for this minig, so a lot of people don't do that. I don't know too many people who do that anymore. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. It could be the makar came from this Gemara somehow, because Gemara, you see, there's an Indian a year before to fast all day. Maybe it came from this Indian, I'm not sure. Zokta Mishtavaita. Ubra, the Sara Torah said, there's no makar, so then I trust there's no makar. Zokta the Mishnah. Ubra Sheharicha. Now I want to go into the sugyas, we have a few blat of this, of Pkuach Nefesh on Yom Kippur. So Ubra Sheharicha, a pregnant lady who smelled haricha, she smelled food and she had a major craving for food. Now, if a pregnant lady has a craving for food, it might be dangerous for her and for the uber, because we assume like the uber itself is smelling this food, that's making this craving. What do? You give her food until she feels better. What about a chayla is sick. If the doctors say that he has to eat, we feed him. There are no doctors around. We will feed him, which means if he says he needs food, we will feed him. Has had enough. Now, what exactly does that mean? Bekiim himself. On the beginning of the Amud, we will see about that. That'll be on tomorrow's shir. Exactly when do you say Bekiim or Piatzma? But upon our Mishnah, there's two halves to it. The first half says that a uber that smelled food, that craved food, you give her till she feels better. And a chayla, you machal up your Bekiim, or even al Hadiatzma, if there's no Bekiim. Zag Demar, Tana Rabbanon. Ubra Sharicha Basa Kaidash. If a Mubaras smelled basa kaidesh, which is also to eat, but still you'll give it to her because it's dangerous. Or basa chazir, or she smells chazir. The halach is you give her to eat. But what you try to do is you give her a kal tchilo, which means you give her the more cool thing first. That means you don't right away give her a piece of meat. You first try to take away the cravings in other ways. And it's talking about basa kaidesh, basa chazir, where the food itself is also, we try to do it in a more cool way. You stick a straw into the gravy, put it on her mouth, and you let her suck it out a little bit. That's not the same level of Isser, because it's not mamashis, and it's not even mamashis of gravy. So Mishyashu daita muta. If that makes it feel better, good. If not, the next step is you give it the gravy itself. The gravy itself also is not iser mamish, just has tam of the chazir, or tam of basa kodesh. So it's totally the sugya of tam ke'iker. It's only taste. So that's also more cool to give that to her. Mishyashu daita muta. If she's fine with that, gets better, good. But still not good. We give him the fat itself. Nothing stands before kuch nefesh. Chutz ma'avedizoro v'gila rayis v'shuchas dam. So it's for the three cardinal averis: avedizoro, gila rayis, which is nus, and v'shuchas dam, which is murder. Those three things, even you have to. But the person has to kill himself before he does it. But everything else, v'kuch nefesh, is doichet. Now, the Gemara is saying is that a ubra shericha, you have to do a kal tchilo, which means you have to do the mokul, the zok the rosh and the ran. This is only by a uber, but by a chaylo, someone who's sick, a chaylo, someone who had a heart attack, whatever it is, example is there, you don't have to do it. There, maybe doctor came a love, they kush right to zok the rosh. The rosh is in simin yud gimel. Says there you don't have to makfir on him because there. You could give him strength. But what you do have to makban, you have to makban on giving less than a shear. You have to makban on giving less than a shear, and that's the rosh says over here, that if a chayil is eating, you have to give him less than a shear at the beginning. Also, it's the halacha of a kal tchila, but you don't have to do such a idea of this kush with this straw. But you have to give him less than a shear at a time, and that's the minig on Yom Kippur.